Hey, believer, welcome to From Head to Heart. Do you know in your head God loves you, but struggle to feel it in your heart? Have you ever been let down by people so you believe God will let you down too? Do you ever feel like you have to choose between God or your feelings? I'm Jessica, someone who loves Jesus but didn't grow up in the church. For a long time, I believed that if I didn't take care of myself, then no one would. I believed so many lies about my worth and identity in Christ. I wondered if I would ever be able to discern God's voice over my voice. I realized that even in my mistakes, with all the choices I made, I am still loved by a God whose love isn't transactional. Now is your time to finally know and understand God's love for you, that you can trust God and hear from God. If you are ready to grow your relationship with God and need a starting place to process your feelings, pull up a seat and join us at the table. Today is the first day you begin to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. Something that I had the hardest time with was trusting God with my future and really healing from the pain of my past, because I thought forgiveness meant it made everything okay. And I thought that being in a relationship with the Lord and having intimacy with the Father meant that I just wasn't supposed to have pain anymore. But today, on this episode, we're just going to be talking about trusting God with your future and healing from the pain of your past. I'm so glad that you're here, friend. Whether you've been here for a long time or maybe you just found the podcast, either way, I'm so thankful that you're here. And for me, it's important that you know that God cares about you, that you can trust God, that He loves you, that He is with you, that He is for you, and that He's not against you. When I started writing my book, Face Off With Your Feelings, I feel like it's been so many years ago, but since the release of it, it has been this blessing to really see women begin to address their feelings and emotions. So many times I've witnessed this idea that faith and feelings can't go together. It's either all faith or all feelings. And we're trying to have faith, but manage our feelings on the side. But in my book, it's this collaboration of both. I want you to know that faith and feelings coexist. And trusting God with our future means it's equally important for us to allow Him to heal us from the pain of our past as well. I was journaling the other night about my feelings, and this is what I wrote down. We can bury the pain of our past, but it doesn't mean it's dead. Trusting God requires us to walk through our experiences and pain in Him. Sometimes I think we as believers shove down our pain and really top it off with a great scripture and call it healing. And in reality, it's not. This is not about a performance. This is not about faking our pain in order for our faith to be elevated. And that really was one of the main reasons that I wrote Face Off With Your Feelings, was because I saw the two tensions where it was like, don't follow your feelings, but don't have any feelings. And I'm like, well, how do I have feelings though? But how do I also go to God? And if you've ever wrestled with that, you know, my book, Face Off With Your Feelings, would be a perfect place for you to start. But scripture was never meant to be a bandage in our life, merely holding us together. The word of God, our relationship with Him, provides healing that has side effects of joy, peace, kindness, patience, gentleness, despite if that situation gets brought up again. Three ways to know our past needs healing and that we're not trusting God. When our reaction to our past is as equal as if it's happening in the present, if it's hard to look at a picture or hear their name without getting angry, bitter, or resentful. Three, if we find it hard to pray for them. And how do you think I got these three? Because I've lived them. And I still currently live in some of these, of course, because I haven't arrived either. And in my book, Face Off With Your Feelings, it's not about arrival, right? We can bury our pain and go on with our lives without ever acknowledging what happened to us. There's a difference between dying to our past and burying it alive. This means that we can live in the present through our past pain if we didn't give it the proper burial. Trusting God requires us to hand over our offense, to forgive, and to know He is the one who will provide justice in this life or the next. Philippians 3:13-14 says, "Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining forward what is ahead, press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." Some people, I think, have really misunderstood this verse and taught us that we are just to forget everything, as if nothing has ever happened. This is not what Paul was saying. The scripture teaches us that memory can be a very powerful force for good in our lives. We see God commanding feasts and specific monuments to be erected in remembrance, right? So that doesn't mean that the past is supposed to be just forgotten. In context, Paul was speaking about forgetting everything he used to trust before his salvation experience. Paul focused only on trusting God and what Christ had done for him. We have to cultivate our memories through meditating on great things God has done for us and has spoken to us. One memory at a time, one thought at a time, we can really have a proper burial for our past that honors God and the people in it. But Paul could well be saying that after we are born again, we will continue to be saved, right? Delivered, I should use the word, from sickness, depression, fear, as we hold fast to the truths of God's word. Maybe one would argue, since it's buried, right? It happened years ago, or even a year ago, or a month ago. Why go back? It's in the past, isn't it? In my book, Face Off With Your Feelings, I talk about the past in a very specific way, because it's not about dwelling in your past. I want you to hear this. It's not about just going there and staying there and living from it. It's making sure that it doesn't keep coming for you. It's making sure that it has its proper place in your life. So I have to ask, is it dead to you? You know, why go back? But is it really dead? That's the question. It's kind of like trying to shove everything you can into a car before a vacation. This is just an analogy. Or you're trying to fit everything into a trunk or into a refrigerator or whatever it is. I want you to get this image that you are trying to shove something in something and it is packed tight. Everything's all over the place. And you're just hoping to get that trunk shut quickly before everything falls out. Then when you go to open the trunk, what was packed comes out and it's falling everywhere. One person or situation could be that key that opens the trunk, so to speak, for us to just spew everywhere, because we're just trying to pack it all in. We're trying to get it all in there. It doesn't matter where it is, but we're shoving it in there. And then somebody comes along, gets the key, because that key is that trigger, opens the trunk, and we spew everywhere. Trusting God with our future means that we trust Him with our past. Knowing we don't have to white knuckle our pain anymore, we don't have to live in a responsive way to our surroundings, we can keep our feelings in submission with the word. Let me ask you this about your pain. Did you heal with the Lord? Did you bury your pain without properly dying to it so you don't live from it? I'm here to help you recognize that your pain is not a sin. And this was very important for me in writing my book, Face Off With Your Feelings. It's when we live from our pain that we can sin. Trusting God is more than a feeling. It's a choice. It's a choice to have faith in what He says, even when your feelings or circumstances would have you believe something totally different. Your feelings and circumstances, they matter. God cares about them both. But those are things alone that are not reliable enough to base your life on. They can change at any moment, even in an instant. God, on the other hand, does not change. He is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Therefore, we know He is trustworthy. It's not about convincing ourselves or others we have moved on. Healing is about honesty and humility. Honesty with where we are and humility in recognizing our need for the Lord. So trusting God is living a life of belief in and obedience to God, even when it's difficult. To really dive deep into this, you can go two ways. You can get my book, Face Off With Your Feelings, or you can join me inside of my Spiritual Growth Framework Coaching Program, where I dive deeper into this of trusting God practically. But there's important things that we have to understand about trusting God is we have to believe that God cares. Because it's hard to get healing from somebody if we think that he doesn't care, if we think that he's giving us sickness. So it's important that we recognize our theology around God, our beliefs around God, and how we are studying the nature and character of God, really the lens that we are seeing him from. So I want you to ask yourself those questions. You know, how do you know that your past needs healing? Did you really bury it properly? Or are you continuing to spew everywhere? We can bury the pain of our past, but it doesn't mean it's dead. I wanted to just leave you with this and encourage you and remind you, it's going to take one step at a time, one thought at a time. But most importantly, it's going to take action. Our healing is active. It is not passive. Most importantly, honesty and humility. This is going to be about taking responsibility for the pain in your life, regardless if anybody else recognizes your pain. I'm here for you and I'm with you. And as always, challenge the way you think to change the way you live. How free would you feel if your feelings didn't get the final say in your life, but God's word did? Many of us allow our feelings to be the engine in our lives instead of the caboose. We are run by our feelings when we run away from them. But as I teach in my book, Face Off With Your Feelings, we no longer have to run and hide from our feelings. Our feelings can lead us into a deeper relationship with God. Whether you feel too busy to slow down, believe you are not worth the time, the effort, or the fight, you feel so overwhelmed with where to start, or have no idea how to take your thoughts captive, question your thoughts, or renew your mind, my book, Face Off With Your Feeling, helps you create space step by step to heal the tender places of your soul. In my book, Face Off With Your Feelings, I teach you how worthy you are of love and healing because of our good Father in heaven. I write from my own journey and I share simple, tangible action steps for you to take as you work through the process of healing, including changing the way you think about God to change the way you live with God, creating the space you need to find healing, discovering how to get the word of God from your head into your heart, experience and love of God through relationship and not works, and finally, finding freedom from shame about what you feel so that you can heal. So if you are ready for your feelings to not be the engine in your life that runs you, but rather the caboose, pick up my book, Face Off With Your Feelings, by heading to jessicahoddle.com/shop today.